Det er så godt å være her.
And God's presence is here so much.
Guds nærvær her så sterkt.
You know, I am so excited about Jesus.
Jeg er så begeistret for Jesus.
You know, I truly believe no matter how much knowledge you can have in your head,
uansett hvor mye kunnskap du kan ha i ditt hode,
doesn't matter what your education in theology or in other science,
uansett hva som din utdannelse eller teologi eller annen vitenskap,
it all comes to one simple thing.
Så kommer alt, koker alt ned i en enkel ting.
How much Jesus is living in our hearts.
Hvor mye, i hvilken grad Jesus lever i våre hjerter.
How much are we able to be so simple that we can be like children raising our hands and praising and worshiping him.
At vi kan være så barnlige og bare løfte våre hender og prise og tilbe ham.
You know, I am so excited when Jesus came 2000 years ago, he didn't just leave us a man-made religion.
Jeg er så glad for at når Jesus kom for 2000 år siden, så kom han ikke bare med en menneskeskapt religion.
Christianity, it's not about rules and rituals and all these regulations and do this and do not do that.
Kristendom er jo ikke religion med masse regler hvor du skal gjøre det og du skal gjøre det og ikke gjøre det.
But Christianity, it's all about knowing Savior.
Men å være kristne handler om å kjenne sin frelse.
It's all about walking with Jesus.
Og gå med Jesus.
In your everyday life.
I ditt hverdagsliv.
And being excited about him.
Og være begeistret for ham.
I don't understand Christians who claim to be born again, but they never smile and you can hardly read it on their face.
Jeg forstår ikke mennesker som sier at de født på ny, men knapt smiler og du kan ikke se det på ansiktet deres.
Where's our brother Steiner?
Hvor broder Steinar?
If you want to see a truly born again brother, look at brother Steiner. He's always smiling.
Hvis du vil se en virkelig gjenfødt kristen, så se på Steinar.
We got to be excited about Jesus.
Vi trenger å være begeistret for Jesus.
Because he's the life, he's the truth, he's the way.
Fordi at han veien, sannheten og livet.
You know, in Moldova and in Ukraine, in that part of the world where we come from,
i Ukraina, Moldova, den siden som vi kommer fra i Europa.
Very often when you drive on the road and you enter into the villages or locations,
veldig ofte når du kommer inn i landsbyer i forskjellige steder,
they put up it's an orthodox tradition, they put up the crucifixions of Jesus.
Så har de ofte ved bygrensa en sånn krucifix.
But on their crosses, Jesus is still crucified. It's still poor little Jesus, still dead on the cross.
Men på der ofte bilder med, altså det med Jesus på korset, stakkars lille Jesus fortsatt på korset.
And they have Mary, Mother Mary, and Mary, the other Mary on the both sides.
Og du har Maria, Jesu mor, og den andre Maria på andre side, en på hver side.
And that goofy looking skull underneath the feet of Jesus. I don't know what's that.
Og så en sånn ekke sånn hodeskalle ved Jesu føtter. Jeg vet ikke helt hva det for noe.
But anyway, and so for many people in Moldova and in Ukraine, that's how they imagine Jesus, that he's still dead.
Så for mange mennesker i Moldova og Ukraina så det slik at Jesus for dem fortsatt død.
So that's why when we come to those villages, we're trying to bring the best news we can ever bring, that he's not dead, he's alive.
Så når vi kommer til disse landsbyene så det med beste budskap, han ikke død, han lever.
And today he's not trying to enforce another religion, another burden on your life.
Så i dag så prøver han ikke prøve å påtvinge en ny religion, en ny byrde på livet.
But today he's trying to bring you his love, his peace, his joy, and knowing he is the answer of every situation in our life.
I dag så vil han komme med sin fred, med sin kjærlighet, med sin glede, og komme inn i ditt liv på en god måte.
I want to, someone needs to hear this today.
Noen trenger å høre det i dag.
Jesus loves you so much.
Jesus elsker deg så mye.
That he didn't only stay on his lips.
At han ble ikke bare på leppene.
But he proved it by his action.
Men han gjorde det.
When he died on the cross.
Han døde på korset.
When he buried your sin.
Når han begravet din synd.
When he carried your sicknesses.
Da han bar din sykdom.
When he nailed to the cross everything that was against you, Bible says.
Da han korsfestet deg på korset, alt det som sto imot deg.
That moment he said, Father.
På i det øyeblikket sa han, Far.
Unto you I give my spirit.
Jeg og i dine hender overgir jeg
min ånd. And then he said the words that still thrill me after 20 years of reading in the gospel.
Og så sa han de ordene som fortsatt bare gleder meg når jeg leser dem i evangeliene.
He said, it is finished.
Det fullbrakt.
It is finished.
Det fullbrakt.
Jesus is the Alpha and Omega.
Jesus Alpha og Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Begynnelsen og enden.
He's the end of your sin.
Han slutten på dine synder.
He's the end of your curse.
Han enden på din forbannelse.
He's the end of my shame.
Han enden på min skam.
He's the end of my depression.
Han slutten på min depression.
And he's the beginning.
Og han begynnelsen.
Of exciting life.
For et spennende liv.
He's the beginning.
Han begynnelsen.
Of my healing.
På min helbredelse.
He's the source.
Han kilden.
Of my blessings.
Til mine velsignelser.
He's the beginner.
Han begynnelsen.
Of a new creation.
Til en ny skapning.
And that is what it's all about.
Og det hva det handler om.
It's not about rules.
Det handler ikke om regler.
It's not about how much knowledge you have in your head.
Ikke om hvor mye kunnskap du har I ditt hode.
It's all about are you walking before him as a new creation.
Det handler om at vandrer du med han som en ny skapning.
It's time to leave the old backpack behind.
Det tid for å legge den gamle bagasjen bak.
And begin to be excited about Jesus.
Og begynne å bli og bli begeistret for
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, last night when we arrived home,
I går kveld når vi kom hjem,
I went to bed.
Så gikk jeg til sengs.
But I couldn't go to sleep right away.
Men jeg klarte ikke å sove med en gang.
There was some stirring in my spirit.
Det var noe som holdt meg våken I mitt indre.
Because last night when Pastor Offen was sharing a wonderful message on anointing.
For I går kveld når Pastor Arnfinn delte et fantastisk budskap om salvelse.
At the end where there was a line of young people here and we were praying for them.
På slutten her så var det mange ungdom som sto på rekke her og ba for dem.
I heard this word in my spirit.
Og da hørte vi dette ordet I min ånd.
And I shared with Pastor and he prayed about it, I believe.
Og jeg delte med Arnfinn og du ba over det.
And the Spirit of God said, anointing to kill the Goliath.
Og jeg fikk det her ordet, salvelse til å drepe dine Goliater.
Anointing to put down every Goliath in your life.
En salvelse til å bekjempe hver Goliat I ditt liv.
So I came home last night.
Så jeg kom hjem I går kveld.
Because for this morning I prepared a different message.
For jeg hadde forberedt et annet budskap for denne morgenen.
I had all lined up all these points.
Jeg hadde alle disse punktene.
We preachers, we can make it up. We work it hard.
Vi klarer å gjøre det på den måten der vi prøver.
And but then I felt, and this morning when I got up, the only thing was in my head and in my spirit, anointing to kill the Goliath.
Men det eneste som var I min ånd når jeg våknet I dag tidlig, det var salvet til å gå I rette med Goliatene.
And so I said, yes, sir, I understand what you're saying.
Så jeg sa, ja, herre, jeg forstår hva du sier.
Forget about the other notes. I'm going to go into this.
Jeg glemmer de andre notatene. Jeg går for
so,
det her.
So for the sake of time, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
Så for andre gang, la oss gå til 1 Samuel. Kapitel 17.
Most of you who have been in the church for some time, you're familiar with that story.
De fleste av dere som har gått I kirke en tid, dere kjenner denne historien.
It's the greatest story in the Old Testament.
Det en av de store historiene I det gamle testamentet.
How David defeated Goliath.
Hvordan David bekjempet Goliath.
Some of us were familiar with that story since we were like children, small children.
Noen av oss har hørt denne historien fra vi var små barn.
And it's a real good picture of how Jesus defeated Satan and deprived him of his power.
Og det virkelig et godt bilde på hvordan Jesus beseiret fienden og kraften I ham.
So, but first, I want you to imagine this picture in your head.
Så jeg ønsker at du skal se for deg dette bildet.
Just right now, click the remote control of your imagination.
Så nå slå på med fjernkontrollen I forestillingsevnen din.
Turn your touch screen here on.
Du får trykke på berøringsskjermen her.
iPad or whatever you're using.
iPad eller hva du bruker.
Just imagine that day David arrives to visit his older brothers.
Så David han gikk for å besøke sine eldre brødre.
We're not going to read all the story because it's going to take some time.
Vi skal ikke lese hele historien for det tar litt lang
tid. So he arrives there and he's there at the scene.
Så han kommer der og han liksom på der det skjer her nå.
Okay, Johan, you turn it on, you see the picture?
Kan du se det for deg? Han kommer til brødrene
sine. Okay, here he comes with a little food, little cheese and bread for his brothers.
Så her kommer han med litt mat, litt brød og ost til
sine
brødre.
By the way, your Norwegian cheese is really good.
By the way, osten deres virkelig god.
Amen. Every morning I was enjoying it in the hotel.
Så jeg har spist den hver morgen oppe på hotellet.
So anyway, he arrives bringing to visit his brothers.
Så han kom nå for å besøke brødrene sine.
And all of a sudden, David sees this picture.
Og David han ser dette bildet.
This Philistine, the Goliath who's threatening the army of Israel.
Han ser nå Goliat som står der og truer Israels hær.
And so what he has there, on one hand, he has Saul, who was the, by that time was an ex-anointed, former anointed guy.
Så han har altså på den ene siden med Israel, Saul som var en tidligere salvet.
On the other hand, he sees the army, the used to be mighty army of the Lord, but threatened and feared and scared like little children.
Så han Saul, og så han Israels hær som hadde vært en voldsom hær, men også stod der som små redde barn.
And in this situation, David realizes that he's the only guy that carries the fresh anointing in him and upon him.
Och men som står där mellan disse så skönner han att han är ju den enda som står där med en frisk salvelse från Herren.
So today let's ask ourselves this question.
Så idag låt oss ställa oss det här frågan.
Which of these categories are we fitting in today?
Vilken av dessa kategorierna är det vi passar in I idag?
I wish we are like Saul with the X anointing.
Är vi som en Saul som är X salvet?
Past experiences.
Tidigare erfarenheter.
But with a hardened heart right now.
Med hjärta nu.
Or are we like an army?
Hårt hjärta nu eller är vi som en här?
Or we like an army that are afraid and scared and paralyzed and cannot function in its calling and destiny?
Eller är vi som herren som var lammet och var rädd och inte kunde göra någonting?
And here comes boy David.
Och här kommer.
Hi guys, how you doing? What's going on here?
Modige David, hur går det för fyrer?
And they tell him the story.
Och de berättar honom historien.
And he hears how this guy, this heathen, this pagan guy mocks the God of Israel.
Och de får höra om hur den här karln, den hedenske fyren blir bra och hånar Israels hylkingar och här.
You know, I want to tell you something. You must be the Davids of your towns, of your country, and your village, and your neighborhood.
Jag berättar att vi trenger att vara vår tids Davider som är David för våra städer, byar, där vi är satt.
You must be the David on your street, in your school.
Du trenger att vara en David på I din gata, på din skola.
You must be the one that takes the responsibility.
Du trenger att vara den som tar ett ansvar.
Because you realize, if not me, then who else?
För du skönner ju att hvis inte jag gör det, vem gör det då?
That's what happened almost 17 years ago.
Det är det som hände omtrent 17 år sedan.
Me, myself and our little team from small church home from a small town in the south of Ukraine.
Jag och ett litet team från min kyrka söder I Ukraina.
We had a burden in our hearts to preach the gospel in every village around our town.
Vi hade en byrde till att bringa evangeliet till alla landsbyar runt byn vår.
But all we saw around us was troubles, problems, scary stuff, all that kind of picture.
För allt det vi såg runt oss, det var bara ting som gjorde oss rädda och ting som var vonda ting.
And we had nothing.
Och vi hade ingenting.
We had no money.
Vi hade inte några pengar.
We had no Bibles.
Vi hade ingen bibel.
To give away, no booklets.
Vi hade bort ingen
små hefter. But we had desire.
Men vi hade en passion.
And we know that God anointed us.
Och vi visste att Gud hade salvat oss.
To go and preach the gospel.
Till att gå och preka evangeliet.
And proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Och förkynna ett nådens år för Herren.
And so we did.
Och vi gjorde det.
Our first 6 months we traveled to the nearby villages on the bicycle. That's all we had.
Och de första 6 månaderna så cyklade vi runt till de olika med det vi hade.
We didn't have much. We didn't have sound system. It was a dream for us to have a sound system back
then. Vi hade inte något PA-anlägg, lydanlägg. Det var en dröm för oss att ha det.
But you know what? There was nothing that could have stopped us because the anointing was afresh and we realized that he anointed us to go and preach the gospel.
Men det var ingenting som kunde stoppa oss för vi kände Guds salvelse och Guds salvelse drev oss till det vi gjorde.
Because by that time I was already in the church for about 2 years and I've seen some former anointed man that just sitting back and do nothing.
För jag hade sett I kyrkan hur en tidigare salvet man hade bara satt I bakerste bänk och inte gjorde någonting.
And I've already heard by that time some elderly brothers coming to me and saying, oh, in 20 years, in 10 years in church, you'll be like us. You come down.
Och jag hade hört någon av dessa som hade sagt till mig att, nu ta det med ro nu. Bara om 10 års tid så tar du det sån med ro.
We used to be on fire like you.
Vi plejde att vara sån I ill och brand sån som
dig. We used to have that passion.
Vi plejde att ha passion.
But we'll see when you marry and you have kids and job and all the cares of life and that's going to consume you.
Men du ska se när du får kvinn, väktefäll och barn och allt det. Det kommer att ta allt samman från dig.
That's not the God I found in my Bible.
Det är inte den Gud som jag finner I min bibel.
I found the God with never-ending source of fire, passion, excitement and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Jag finner en Gud.
Come on, can I get some amen?
Han är full av passion. Han är kilden.
That's the kind of God we serve.
Det är den Guden som vi tjänar.
And I told to myself.
Och jag sa till mig själv.
I'm not going to be like these guys.
Jag ska inte bli sådan.
I don't want to be an ex anointed.
Jag ska inte bli en ex.
And I don't want to be like the army of Israel, afraid and paralyzed.
Och jag ska inte vara som Israels här att de blir lammet.
So I said this to another bunch of crazy young kids. I said, look, come on, let's go. We're going to preach the gospel.
Så jag sa till några andra gärna ungdomar.
We're going to break some boundaries.
Låt oss bryta någon begränser.
And we went.
Och vi gick.
And people were getting saved.
Och människor blev frälst.
And we were beaten up by orthodox people.
Och vi blev slått av någon
ortodoxa. Not every time they welcomed us.
Det var inte alltid de tog emot oss.
That's okay. Jesus warned about that.
Men det är grejt. Jesus advarade oss mot det.
They hated me. They will hate you too.
De sa, sånt som de har hatat mig ska de också hata
so
dere.
We start doing it for about a year.
Så vi gjorde det här ett års tid.
On the bikes.
På cyklarna.
And the backpacks.
Med ryggsäck.
And about a year after that,
Och ett år efter det.
Peter Mell, the founder of our ministry in Ukraine, he's an evangelist and apostle from America.
Peter Mell, som är en evangelist och apostel från Amerika, som
he's my spiritual father, my mentor.
Vårt arbete, han är min andlig far och mentor.
I am who I am today is because what God has invested in me through this man of God.
Och det jag får varje dag är det på grund av det som han har investerat i mitt liv genom det Herren har gjort.
Anyway, he was in Chicago in a transiting through Chicago airport.
Så han var på en väg i Chicago mot flygplatsen.
And accidentally he runs to David Hathaway, evangelist David Hathaway. I don't know if you know him in Norway.
Och som tillfälle så träffade han David Hathaway, som är en känd evangelist.
Yeah, and they start talking.
Och de började prata.
And Peter tells, you know, there's in the south of Ukraine these crazy young people. They're going in the villages on the bikes and trying to preach the gospel.
Och Peter fortalte han om att det var någon sån gärna ungdomar som reste i södra Ukraina och fortalte och prekte evangeliet.
And it happened to happen that same days David Hathaway was sending 12 vans full of sound system to Ukraine.
Och samma dag så var det faktiskt slik att den evangelisten han var i färd med att sända 12 lastbilar med lydanlägg till Sør-Ukraina.
And he said to Peter, you know, we all packed, all these 12 are going to direct churches.
Och vi har packat dessa här för att de ska gå till 12 forskjellige kyrkjer.
But let me see what I can do. Maybe we'll find the 13th van full of sound system and ship it over to these crazy guys down there that riding on a bicycles and preaching gospel.
Men låt oss se om vi kan finna en 13:e varubil med lydanlägg så vi kan sända dessa gärna folk här i Sør-Ukraina.
And before you know it, I received a phone call from the David Hathaway's office in Ukraine.
Och det var inte länge efter att jag fick en telefon från David Hathaway.
David Hathaway.
Hathaway
is an English guy.
They called
me and they said it was 1997.
Det var 1997.
And they called me and they said, hey, we have a van for you. You need to go to the border with Poland and bring it through the customs.
Och de gick och sa att vi har en varubil för dig och du måste möta dem på den polska gränsen.
And we went there.
Och vi gick dit.
And when we brought the van into the Ukraine.
Och då vi fick varubilen in i Ukraina.
And I opened the back door.
Och jag öppnade bakdörren där.
It was packed with a brand new sound system we just needed for the preaching of the gospel in those villages.
Så
hallelujah!
Så var det en fullpacket AAP-anlägg som vi nettopp tänkte det arbetet som vi gjorde.
So when you step in, you take responsibility, God has already provided everything you need to accomplish your task, your destiny, your calling.
Så när du tar ett skritt och går ut i det som Gud har kallat dig till, så har Gud allerede försörjt dig med det du tränger för att göra det du önskar.
Boy, time goes so fast. Let's read in this chapter 17, 1 Samuel 17.
Låt oss läsa i 1 Samuel 17.
So finally David comes and he meets his brothers.
Så David har mött bröderna sina.
Let's read from verse 28 to 29.
Låt oss läsa 28 och 29.
Please.
Eliab, Davids äldste bror, hörte vad han snackat med männen om. Han blev sitt på David och sa: "Varför är du kommit hit med? Vem har du fått till att geta denna lilla saueflocken ute i öknen? Jag vet hur fräck och ond du är. Du är bara kommit hit ner för att se på slaget." "Vad galt har jag gjort?" svarte David. "Jag spurt ju bara."
That's it?
Yeah.
Amen. The older brothers represent this world and our circumstances that tell us, "Why are you doing this?"
Den äldre bror, han representerar denna världen och säger då, "Varför har världen gjort det här?"
I mean, the older brothers, they couldn't stand the idea that the younger brother came and he's going to do something about this Goliath.
Den äldste brodern kunde inte acceptera att den yngre brodern var kommit för att göra något med det stora problemet med Goliat.
How often did you heard your circumstances or people from the world or even brothers in the church telling you, "What are you doing? Who do you think you are?"
Hur ofta har du hört äldre bröder säger det att varför jag vänder driver du gör det här? Vem tror du att du är?
You will be not never be able to do that.
Du kommer aldrig till att klara att göra det här.
But David didn't care.
Men David brydde sig.
And I like how it says in the English in the New King James translation the verse 29.
Och jag liker hur 29 vers 29 lyder i den engelska översättningen.
And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?"
Vad har jag gjort nu? Är det inte en grund för det?
You see, when the older brothers, when the circumstances, when the world doesn't see the cause of Christ, David through the anointing was able to see the cause of Jesus.
När den äldre brodern inte kunde se hänsikten med det som var gjort, så var det David som kunde se att det var en grund för det han gjorde.
So my challenge to you, what are you seeing in the midst of your life, your situation, your circumstances?
Så jag frågar dig, vad du ser i ditt liv, vad ser du i din omgivelse, i din omgångskrets?
What are your inside ears are open to the sayings of the old brothers or to the saying of the Holy Spirit?
Vad är det dina inre öron är öppna för? Är det tvilen till de äldre bröderna eller är det för saken Gud har kallat dig till?
Church, it's time to open up our eyes and see the cause of Jesus in Stavanger, Norway.
Menighet, det är på tide att öppna de inre öronen och lytta vad Gud har på sitt hjärta för denna byn Stavanger i Norge.
It's and his cause to save people.
Och hans orsak är och hensikt är att
His cause for us is to be the church on the go.
Hans hensikt för oss är att vara en kyrka i bevegelse.
But David saw the cause.
Men David han såg hensikten.
Did you see the cause of Christ today?
Har du sett hensikten Jesus hade idag?
3 months ago.
3 månader sedan.
Me and my team, we arrived in this village 70 kilometers outside of Chisinau.
Så var vi i en landsby 7 mil utanför Chisinau, huvudstaden.
We learned that it's a very poor village. It's called Biesti.
Och vi var, den heter Biesti, den landsbyn.
We were told that it was February, just about the perfect time to go because some people were starving.
Och det var februari och det var den goda tiden att resa för vi visste att människor sultet.
We didn't know anybody in that village.
Vi kände ingen i den landsbyn.
We didn't know is there a church or who's there? What's the situation there behind the scene?
Vi visste inte om det var en kyrka där och vad som skedde bak scenen.
So we arrived in that village.
Så vi kom till den landsbyn.
That day our team we had about 25 food packages. So we thought we're going to go to 25 homes today.
Vi hade 25 matpackar och vi tänkte vi skulle gå till 25 forskjellige hjem.
And here we come across the guy, his name is Oleg.
Och så kom vi över den där karen som heter Oleg.
He's a handicapped person. He lost his leg because of the alcohol abuse.
Han hade mistet benet sitt på grund av alkoholmissbruk.
So he found us. He comes to us and he said, "I'm Christian. I'm born again, spirit-filled Christian in this village, the only one so far."
Han kom och sa att jag är en genfödd kristen. Jag tror på Jesus och jag är nog den enda så långt.
And we wanted to hear his story, so I asked him, "Oleg, tell us your story."
Well, jag sa att han fortäller historien. Jag vill höra historien din.
And he said, "Well, I've been here in this village for 5 years. I'm trying to run a cell group, but nothing seems like really coming together."
Och han sa, jag har varit här i den landsbygden 5 år. Jag har startat en liten grupp, men det ser ut som det tar något av.
He said the elderly generation, like the adults, they're not coming to our meetings because they say we have our own church, the Orthodox church. We don't want to come to these meetings and all that kind of stuff.
De äldre säger att ja, vi har våra egna möten och vi vill ha det sånt, och de ortodoxa säger att vi vill inte vara med på det som du gör.
But he did succeed in reaching children, so he had about 20 children coming every week to the Bible study that he was doing there.
Men han lyckades så nå barna, så han hade en bibelstudie för barna, 20 barn där.
And he told us, he said, "Karen, for the last 5 years, there wasn't a day when I wouldn't think about leaving this godforsaken village and going out somewhere."
Det har inte varit en dag, sa han till oss, som jag inte har tänkt på att jag skulle bara förlata den Guds förlatte landsbyn och göra något annat.
He said several times, 2 times he was beat up by local criminals because of bringing, like they say, a foreign faith, foreign religion.
2 gånger så har han blivit slått av kriminella för att han har blivit anklagad för att bringa främmande lärare.
He couldn't get a job there.
Han kunde inte få jobb där.
He has no support.
Han hade ingen som stöttat sig.
And the guy is still there for 5 years trying to put the church together.
Och han hade varit där 5 år och försökt få i stånd en menighet.
And he said, "Because I was able to see."
Och fördi jag var i stånd till att se, sa han.
The cause of Christ.
Hensikten som Jesus har.
In this village.
I denna landsbyn.
He said, "I don't care if the adults doesn't come, the kids come."
Jag bryr mig om inte de vuxna kommer, bara barna kommer.
And if I reach these kids now in 10 years they'll be adults of this village.
Och vi säger när de bara nå så vill de vara de vuxna om 10 år.
So we started working with him.
Så vi började arbeta med honom.
We went to 25 families that day.
Vi gick till 25 familjer den dagen.
Alec opened up the doors for us, so he showed us where the real bad situation with the food that comes to food and poverty.
Alec, han öppnade dörren för oss, han visste oss vilket hem som verkligen var de fattigaste och mest trängande.
In 25 homes, 47 people gave their life to Jesus.
Och 25 hem så var det människor som gav sitt liv till Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We went back to Chisinau.
Så vi körde tillbaka till Chisinau.
8 days goes by.
Det går 8 dagar.
And my administrator Dennis, he receives a phone call from Alec.
Och min administrator Dennis, han får en telefon från Alec.
And he said, "Listen, guys, you're gonna come back."
Och han säger, "De må komma tillbaka."
And we was like, "Okay, what's going on? Tell us what's going on. Why should we go back? We were just there a week ago."
Vi säger, "Vad är det som sker? Fortell oss. Vi var ju där bara för en vecka sedan."
He said, "After you left."
Efter att ni reiste.
It's what we call it a revival.
Det är det vi kallar för väckelse.
He said, "I got 20 adults and 40 kids now coming, and I don't know what to do with all these people."
Nu har jag fått 20 vuxna och 40 barn. jag vet inte vad jag ska göra med alla dessa människor.
He said, I never went through a pastoral training or any sort of any training. So, I mean, I know how to bring the gospel to children, but what about adults?
Jag har ju inte fått någon upplärning, pastoral upplärning, så jag vet inte vad jag ska göra. Jag vet vad jag ska göra med barn, men vad ska jag göra med vuxna?
And I told him, just preach to them like to the children, because that's how much they will understand anyway.
Och jag sa, präck till dem som de vuxna, så som du präck till barnen, för att
so
de förstår.
So we went back into that village.
Så vi drog tillbaka till landsbygden.
And now it's exploding.
Och nu är det explosioner.
I was there again 3 weeks ago, just yeah. Before all these trips.
Jag var där för 3 veckor sedan, rätt för jag kom hit.
And now they're planning to do a youth camp there this summer.
Och nu ska de ha en ungdomsläger där denna sommaren.
And our ministry, Moldova Harvest, we're going to step in and support them because he wants to feed those children 3 times a week.
Och Moldova Harvest, vår organisation, ska vara där och hjälpa dem till att ge mat.
And now the church is growing.
Och så kyrkan växer.
How does it happen?
Hvordan skjedde det?
Angels came and did it?
Kom engler?
Somebody else came?
Kom noen andre?
No, it was one guy who saw the cause of Christ and decided not to give up but keep on preaching the gospel and he has a breakthrough now.
Nei, det var en mann som så de hensiktene Gud hadde og som var villig til å stå der og bryte igjennom.
All it takes in your school, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your village, it's just one guy who knows he's anointed by God and he doesn't care what everyone else say.
Og alt det som trengs at du står opp i ditt nabolag på din skole der Gud har satt deg og at du villig til å bryte igjennom der Gud.
In verse 35-37, we see that Saul attempted to stop David.
Och i vers 35-37 så ser vi hurdan Saul prövar att stoppa David.
Saul said, "You still so young. How are you gonna fight this hard battle guy?"
Saul säger att du är så ung. Hur ska du klara att verkligen slå den här kämpen?
But then in verse 37. At the last part of the verse, Saul says to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you."
Men i slutet av verset så ger Saul upp och så säger han till David, "Gå, måtte Herren vara med dig."
I can't hear any words of cheering and encouragement in this word.
Jag hör inte någon uppmuntring här.
It was like, "Okay, go, we'll see how you die."
Jag menar, "Oh, bara du får bara gå då."
Go, we'll see how you survive that, David.
Vi får se hur du dör eventuellt klarar att överleva.
Go and may God be with you.
Gå, bara låt Gud vara med dig.
Well, sure enough, David knew that God is with him.
Ja, helt säkert David. David visste at Gud var med ham.
Because he said to the Saul before that.
For han sa til Saul før det.
He said, "Listen, your servant David, when I was managing my father's sheep."
Han sa det at da jeg tok vare på mine fars sauer.
And every time the bear or the lion will come and attack the sheep.
Og hver gang det kom en bjørn eller en løve og ville ta sauene.
He said, "I would chase after that, get it and tear it apart and bring the sheep back."
Så gikk jeg etter dem og så rev dem i stykker og så tok jeg sauen tilbake igjen.
So that's why he said, "So if the Lord delivered me from the mouth of lion and bear, he will surely deliver me from this uncircumcised Palestine."
Så skal jeg så vet jeg det vis at Gud fridde meg fra løvenes skap, så skal han i alle fall redde meg fra denne uomskårne filisteren.
Church, I have a good news for you.
Jeg har gode nyheter til dere, kirke.
If the Lord has delivered you in the past,
hvis Gud har utfridd deg i fortiden,
he will sure deliver you in the present.
Så vil han helt sikkert gjøre det nå.
And he is well capable enough to deliver you in the future.
Og han fullt mulig for han å gjøre det i fremtiden.
Because there's no shortage in the kingdom of God of the power.
For det en kraft I Guds rike.
And the doors are open to the grace, unlimited grace that we have in Jesus.
Och det och stora dörrar som är öppna för Guds obegränsade nåde.
I'm talking about not that grace that a lot of people teaching today. You can do anything you want, grace will still cover you.
Jag ser nog inte om den nåde som ofta förkynnas att du kan göra vad som helst för nåden täcker allt.
That's not the grace. The grace I'm talking about.
Nåden.
That he gave us and he equipped us with the grace to do things for him.
Den nåde jeg snakker om den nåden han har gitt oss, slik at vi kan gjøre ting for ham.
And in doing that, have peace and know he's never going to forsake me or leave me.
Og at vi har den freden som gir oss den forsikringen om at han kommer aldri til å forlate oss.
I'll finish with this last testimony.
Jeg skal avslutte med den siste
vitnesbyrdet.
Back in 1998.
I was still young, full of hair.
Jeg var fortsatt ung og full av hår.
That's how my wife fell in love with me because she liked my hair.
Det var slik min kone ble forelsket I meg. Hun likte håret mitt.
She likes it better now.
Actually. Hun liker det faktisk bedre nå.
And I was much skinnier back then.
Jeg var mye magrere den gangen.
So anyway, we came to this northern part of Odessa region in Ukraine where we were from to this town called Katowsk.
Så vi kom till en landsby Katowsk som ligger norr från Odessa där vi är ifrån.
And before we heard about this town.
Och för vi hört om den landsbyen.
They told us that this is a graveyard for preachers and missionaries and don't even go there.
Så sa de att det här är en gravplats för predikanter och missionärer, inte gå dit.
I like that kind of town.
Jag liker sådana landsby.
I like it.
Jag liker det.
When I hear about that.
När jag hör om sådana.
The anointing just begins to bubble up in me.
Så börjar saltet bara bubbla upp i mig. Ja, kom igen, bara låt det komma.
We can pull it.
Vi kan ta
so we went there.
Så vi gick dit.
3 days of outreaches, non-stop, bam, bam, preaching.
3 dagar med outreaches, vi bara prekte.
Many people came and gave their lives to Jesus. Altar calls were full with people coming to the Lord.
Och människor kom när vi hade inbjudelse, när folk gav livet till Jesus.
But after 3 days we're gone, we realized, okay, but who's going to stay here and now do the church with all these people who got saved?
Men så tänkte vi att vem ska vi vara här efter att vi har gått och fortsätta att bygga menighet här?
And Peter Mell turned to me and he said,
Peter Mell.
You staying here?
Snudde seg mot meg og sa, ja, men du kan bli her.
And remember, I told you, I heard before about this town that this is a graveyard for missionaries.
Og jeg husker hva jeg sa, at det her var en gravplass for
missionærer. And I'm like, Peter, are you sure that God is speaking to you right now about that?
Og jeg sa til Peter, du sikker på at Gud talte deg om det her nå?
He said, Karen, I got no other option. It's you and Dima, another brother. You guys staying here to plant the church.
Ja, jeg har ikke noen andre å velge. Det må være du og Dima. Dere to må være her og plante menighet.
I'll go back to States, try to raise some funds for you guys so you can survive here.
Jeg skal gå tilbake til Amerika, se om jeg kan få ut noen penger, så dere we'll kan overleve her.
So next day, we had about 50 people coming to our first Bible training.
Så neste dag så hadde vi 50 mennesker som kom på vår første bibeltreningssesjon.
And it was winter time, and we were filling the tubs in our hotel room and baptizing those people in a hotel room.
Och det var vinter och vi ledde hotell och vi fyllde upp badkaren och vi döpte människor i badkaret. Och nu folk lurte på vad är det som sker här?
Even the director, the boss of the hotel came and said, "What are you guys doing? Why are you bringing all these girls here to your room?"
Hotellchefen kom och lurte på varför bringer alla dessa här damer till hotellrummet?
Because they couldn't figure out what are we doing all these young people coming and through the hotel room, you know, and we were baptizing them and praying for the Holy Spirit.
För de kunde inte finna ut av vad vi drev med när vi såg alla dessa unga människor som kom och vi bad för dem och de blev fyllda.
So we end up preaching to the boss and to all the reception, you know, workers, everybody there.
Så vi ändte upp med att vittna för innehavaren och alla som jobbade receptionen på hotellet.
You know, the only thing that sustained us there.
Det som holdt oss der.
It was the thing that we realized.
Det var det at vi oppdaget.
We are anointed by God.
Vi er salvet av Gud.
The same power that rose Jesus from death.
Den samme kraften som reiste Jesus opp fra de døde. Lever i oss.
And we can defeat this Goliath.
Og vi kan bekjempe den Goliaten her.
All these years no one succeeded in that town.
Alle disse årene ingen hadde lykkes i den byen.
All these years it was a graveyard for preachers, ministers and pastors and evangelists.
Alle disse årene som det hadde vært en sånn gravplass for pastorer, misjonærer og evangelister.
But we just dared to believe.
Men vi var der for å stå i tro.
We dared to be ignorant like David was when it comes to the circumstances like that.
Vi var der for å bare overse de omstendighetene som var slik som David gjorde.
Because we know who anointed us.
For vi visste hvem som hadde salvet oss.
The beginning and the end.
Hvem som er begynnelsen og slutten.
And it's been 1998, now we are in 2014, so how many years is that? 16 years.
16 år siden.
That church is still there.
Den kirken er fortsatt der.
It's an awesome church.
Det er en fantastisk menighet.
Reaching out to the villages.
Som når ut til andre landsbyer.
Praise the Lord.
Priset være Herrens navn.
Well, we're going to wrap it up.
Vi skal knytte det her sammen.
Oh, so much more in my spirit, but
det er så mye mer i min ånd, men
I'm going to keep it for some next time.
Det blir for neste gang, yes.
Oh, I just invited myself. Praise the Lord. Our God is alive.
Vår Gud lever.
So, my challenge to you.
Min utfordring til dere.
I don't want the whole point of this message.
Hele poenget med dette budskapet.
It wasn't just to make you happy and clap, you know.
Ikke bare å gjøre deg glad slik at du klapper.
It wasn't to put a smile on your face.
Det var ikke bare for at du skulle smile.
But it was with the challenge.
Men det var med en utfordring.
What are the Goliaths in your life right now you're facing?
Hvilke Goliater i ditt liv det du står overfor?
Maybe it's financial situation.
Det finanser?
Maybe it's in your marriage.
Det i ekteskapet?
Maybe it's your unbelief, your doubt.
Det din tvil, din vantro?
Maybe your depression.
Det en depression?
Maybe you don't see the future, you don't see the cause of Christ in your life.
Kanskje ikke du ser din framtid, kanskje ikke du ser hensikten Jesus har.
So, who is your Goliath?
Hvem din Goliat?
Name him, give him a name.
Gi det et navn, sett ord på det.
And allow the anointing that is in you.
Og la salvelsen som i deg.
To begin to operate in you by faith.
Begynne å fungere i deg ved
tro. And begin to speak to your Goliath.
Begynne å tale til Goliaten.
You know when Saul tried to give him to David his armor, his weapons?
Da Saul prøvde å gi David sin egen rustning.
Yeah, David tried it on.
Så prøvde David den på.
But he said that doesn't fit me right.
Nei, den her sitter ikke ordentlig
på.
Den for tung.
It's your armor.
Det din rustning.
Not mine.
Det ikke min.
I don't want to wear something that is not anointed by God.
Jeg vil ikke ha på meg noe som ikke salvet.
I don't want to go somewhere where there's no anointing and presence of God.
Jeg vil ikke gå noe sted hvor ikke Guds salvelse.
I don't want to waste my time in something that's going to suck all the anointing in my life.
Jeg vil ikke gå inn i noe som suger all salvelse ut av mitt liv.
And so that's why David said,
derfor sa David,
my old good sling and 5 smooth stones is good enough for me.
Min egen slynge og 5 runde stener nok for meg.
The stones represents the word of God.
Steinene et symbol på Guds ord.
And so he took off that not anointed armor.
Så han tok av den ikke salvede rustningen.
And he said, I'm going in the name of my God.
Jeg går inn i Guds navn.
I'm going in the name of Jesus.
Jeg går i Jesu navn.
In the name under whose every knee will bow.
Jeg går i det navn som hvert kne skal bøye seg for.
The name will tear down every principalities and powers and spirit of darkness.
Det navnet som overvinner alle makter og myndigheter.
And he did.
Og han gjorde det.
And he slaughtered Goliath.
Og han tok Goliath.
He said he took off the stone.
Det står at han tok ut en sten.
He took off the word.
Han tok ut ordet.
And he took his stand on the word.
Og han sto på ordet.
And so as the Lord delivered me from the mouth of lion and a bear.
Så sa han slik som Gud har frelst meg fra bjørn og løve.
This very day.
Denne dagen.
The Lord is giving me this uncircumcised tongue.
Så kommer Gud til å gi meg denne omstendigheten.
This very day I have a news for you.
Jeg har nyheter til dere.
God has given you your Goliath.
Gud, han gir deg din Goliath.
But it's your part to take that stone, sway the sling and hit it.
Men det opp til deg å ta den steden og slynge den rundt og kaste den.
Pastor will not be able to do that for you.
Pastor kan ikke gjøre det for deg.
No one will be able to do it for you.
Ingen kan gjøre det for deg.
It's your choice.
Det ditt valg.
It's your role.
Det din rolle.
It's your part.
Det din del.
To take the stone.
Og ta stenen.
Which is the word of God.
Som Guds ord.
The name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
The power and the Holy Spirit.
Guds kraft og den hellige ånd.
The presence, his anointing.
Hans nærvær som han salver deg med.
And to kill that Goliath.
Og til å drepe den Goliaten.
Let us stand up on our feet.
La oss stå opp på våre føtter.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Tak Jesus.
Tak Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place.
Takk for ditt nærvær dette stedet.
Father, we thank you that you've been encouraging us today.
Takk at du har oppmuntret oss i dag.
And I pray, Lord, that according to this word,
og takk at i henhold til dette ordet,
let it be to us, Lord.
La det bli en del av oss, Herre.
Father, I pray that right now you will show and point out to my brothers and sisters who are their Goliath.
Herre, åpenbar hvem som deres Goliath nå for mine brødre og søstre her.
What Goliath do they have to defeat in the next time, in the next future?
Hvilken Goliath trenger de å ta i tur med i framtiden?
What is it that holding them back to draw near to you, Jesus?
Hva som holder dem tilbake fra å dra nær til deg, Herre?
I pray.
Jeg ber.
That your anointing.
At din salvelse.
Will fill afresh.
Kommer frisk.
This congregation.
Over denne forsamlingen.
Every single body.
Over hver enkelte sted.
Every single spirit.
Over hver enkelt ånd.
Holy Spirit, touch right now.
Hellige ånd, berør oss nå.
Lord, maybe someone felt like he's been in a former position of anointing.
Kanskje du har kjent at du var i en tidligere salvelse.
Maybe someone feels like an army, feared and scared and threatened.
Kanskje noen har kjent de følte seg som hæren som var redd og satt ut.
I pray that the spirit of David will come upon them.
Jeg ber om at Davids ånd skal komme over dem.
And like David, we can say today.
Og som David så kan vi si i dag.
When the spirit of the Lord comes upon me.
Når den hellige ånd kommer over meg.
There's nothing impossible.
Så det ingenting som umulig for meg.
Because my God.
For min Gud.
Is greater.
Større.
Because the one that lives in me.
For han som bor i meg.
Is greater than the one that is in this world.
Større enn han som i verden.
Right now, receive it.
Akkurat nå, ta imot det.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I Jesu
I release
navn.
It.
Jeg forløser
receive
det.
Receive it.
Ta imot
in Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
It's your choice.
Det ditt
valg. You're gonna make the decision.
Du trenger å ta den avgjørelsen.
When you go back home today.
Når du går hjem i dag.
Just open your Bible.
Så åpne din Bibel.
1 Samuel 17.
1 Samuel 17.
And ask the Lord.
Og spør Herren.
Lord.
Herre.
Help me.
Hjelp meg.
To defeat my Goliath.
Til å bekjempe min
Goliath. And he said his grace.
Og han sa at hans nåde
for you.
Er nok for deg.
His grace.
Hans nåde.
Is enough for you.
Er nok for deg.
But if you're here today,
men hvis du her I dag,
and you haven't done that, the very first step that is necessary,
og du har ikke tatt det første steget som
if you haven't given your life to Jesus,
hvis du ikke har gitt ditt liv til Jesus,
he's calling you today.
Så kaller han på deg
he's
dag.
Calling you to come and repent before him.
Så kaller han på deg, og han ber om at du skal
if you're still living
ham.
In your sins,
hvis du fortsatt lever I dine synder,
why wouldn't you want to live unforgiven?
Hvorfor vil du leve I utilgivelse?
You know, 20 years ago when I heard the good news message that I can be forgiven,
når jeg hørte for 20 år siden de gode nyheter om at jeg kunne bli tilgitt,
I thought to myself,
så tenkte jeg med meg selv,
why should I carry on with my life?
Hvorfor skulle jeg fortsette?
Unforgiven.
Uten tilgivelse.
I want to be forgiven.
Jeg ønsker å bli tilgitt.
If you want to be forgiven today,
hvis du vil bli tilgitt I dag,
this call is for you.
Så dette kallet til
maybe
deg.
You're a visitor here today.
Kanskje du på besøk her I dag.
Maybe you're first time in the church kanskje, atmosphere like this.
Kanskje det første gang du en kirke I denne atmosfæren.
Nevertheless, Jesus loves you.
Men husk på det, Jesus elsker deg.
And he came to die for you.
Og han kom for å dø for deg.
And to raise again,
Og for å bli oppreist.
So that he can live in your heart.
Slik at han kan leve I ditt hjerte.
He's calling you today.
Og han kaller deg I dag.
If you haven't given your life to Jesus.
Hvis du ikke har gitt ditt liv til Jesus.
If you haven't confessed him as your Lord and Savior.
Hvis ikke du har bekjent Jesus som din personlige frelser og herre. Så dette din tid.
This is your day.
Dette din dag.
Just let me know and I'll pray for you by raising your hand.
Kan du be og løfte opp hånden og gi deg til kjenne for meg?
I see one hand. Who else? If you're here and you haven't accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, just raise your hand and I'll pray for you.
Hvis du her så vi kan ta til mot Jesus som din frelse. Jeg ser en hånd til.
Thank you. Who else?
Tusen takk. Det flere?
Okay, I feel in my heart one more thing to say.
Jeg har lyst til å si en ting til som jeg kjenner på.
There's a man here.
Det en mann her.
You come to church.
Du kom til menigheten.
You're a church person.
Du en kirkegjenger.
But your heart grow hardened.
Men ditt hjerte blitt hardt.
Maybe you keep all the good Christian morals.
Kanskje du holder den kristne moralen.
But your heart is hardened towards God.
Men hjertet ditt blitt hardt til mot Herren.
Maybe throughout the years or something happened, your heart became so hardened to his love.
Kanskje noe skjedde I ditt liv I fortiden som gjorde at ditt hjerte ble så hardt.
And it's hard for you to accept the fact that he's like a father. He loves you like a father.
Og det vanskelig for deg å ta imot det her, at han som en far. Han elsker deg som en far.
We need to come to him as to our father. Vi trenger å komme